Afghans are keeping a wary eye on Pakistan's recent peace overtures. Afghan officials welcomed the release of those Taliban prisoners, but many Afghans are wondering about the timing and the motive. They say mistrust born of decades of duplicity won't vanish with a few declarations or small gestures. NPR's Sean Carberry has more from Kabul.
Mohammad Stanikzai is the Secretary General of the Afghan High Peace Council. He was part of the delegation that recently traveled to Pakistan to discuss how the countries can cooperate and bring the Taliban to the negotiating table.
There is an increasing realization that the continuation of the status quo is not in the interest either of Afghanistan nor Pakistan.
And that's the key change in his eyes, that Pakistan now sees that its not-so-clandestine support for the Taliban over the years hasn't exactly had a positive impact on Pakistan.
Personally, I have seen a difference from my last visit to this visit. I got the sense that there was more coordination and expression of the kind of a common language between all the different power bases. That was one of the reasons that I am cautiously optimistic.
In addition to releasing 9 Taliban prisoners, Pakistan also signed on to a joint statement with the Afghan Peace Council calling on the Taliban to negotiate. But despite his optimism, Stanikzai realizes that many Afghans remain suspicious of Pakistan's intentions.
To change the whole perception of the Afghan people, their perception, their suspicion, that depends on the next steps that will be taken.
There's no lack of that suspicion on the streets of Kabul. Faizullah is visiting the capital from his native Helmand province.
I heard it through media that there are some efforts ongoing in Pakistan to release some prisoners, and I think it's a good sign, and I'm optimistic about it. But Pakistan may have other goal in Afghanistan, because if they really want peace, why all these past decades there were lots of problems?
They got Mishkele Pakistan as.
Darwish, a car dealer from the Panjshir Valley, says that if there's strong pressure on Pakistan from the international community, then maybe Pakistan will behave. But short of that...
I don't trust Pakistan at all. They're our historical enemy, and we have a territorial dispute with them. They're not honest. They only see their interests.
So on the streets, at least, the prevailing attitude seems to be that whatever Pakistan is doing, it's doing purely for its own benefit. And it's not just the Afghan people who have to be won over. Afghan power brokers are also skeptical. Abbas Noyan is Secretary General for the Rights and Justice Party of Afghanistan.
Unfortunately, based on our bad experience with Pakistan, we hardly trust them that it is a kind of positive move toward cooperation with peace.
Noyan says that if Pakistan wants to prove it's serious, it needs to do more than release some low-level Taliban prisoners. He says Pakistan must visibly end support for the Taliban and the allied Haqqani network. Only then will he start to take them seriously. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.